Welcome to Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf. Join us now for a behind-the-scenes look at the real issues impacting the city of Marinette.
It's time for Mayor on the Mic. I'm Mike Wolf along with Mayor Steve Genesot of Marinette, and we're talking about road construction. Steve, I know it's been a very, very busy summer.
Oh, it has. And if you haven't heard somebody that said they've got a pothole that we need to fix, not pot from Menominee, a pothole. So we've got a lot of roads, a lot of issues, and, you know, there's never enough money. We're working to try to get the major corridors fixed. We've got a lot of grants we receive, but it takes a lot of taxpayer money, and it's tough. There's more roads than there is money, and we're working to try to get those roads fixed. But you've heard it. Why isn't my road next? And, a lot of times you got utility work. We try to prioritize that. If the sewer pipes are failing, the water pipes are failing, those kind of take priority.
And at this point, the city of Marinette is working on major projects on a big part of our thoroughfares through the city.
We are. We've got about $1.5 million just on Cleveland Avenue, another $1.3 million on Parnell Street. We got 400 some thousand of grant money. We've got downtown between $2.5 and $3 million for a little over two blocks. So it's not like it's cheap to build roads. Our road budget is about $1 million from the city and $1 million from the utility combined of $2 million to do roads for a whole year. So these are major projects and very expensive.
Yeah, you wish you had more money, but doesn't everybody? And we try to get to what we can, but as fast as you can make repairs and upgrade, a new one needs to be done. And the process, literally for a city, never ends.
Never ends, and it's not only roads, it's alleys.
All right, it's Mayor on the Mic. I'm Mike Wolf, along with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot.
Join us again next time for Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf.